USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Opinion host on CNN, Chris Cuomo, was suspended by the network for helping his then-governor brother dig up dirt on Andrew Cuomo's female accusers of sexual misconduct.
I understand why that was a problem for CNN. It will not happen again. It was a mistake.
Over the weekend, CNN fired Chris Cuomo for the same alleged misconduct of his own after an unidentified woman made a complaint against Chris. Pope Francis criticized European countries' response to migrants and asylum seekers during his visit to a refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos Sunday. Human lives, real people are at stake. Let us stop this shipwreck of civilization. End quote. Severe weather will be pelting some residents across the southern United States Monday. AccuWeather forecasters say the threat of severe weather is more reminiscent of springtime than early December and will return to portions of the country, including East Texas through western Tennessee. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Former Senator and World War II vet Bob Dole died over the weekend.
He ran for president in 1996. He was beaten, though, by Bill Clinton. The following year, in 1997, Clinton awarded Dole the Medal of Freedom at the White House. In his speech, Dole joked he was hoping to give a different speech that day.
I, Robert J. Dole. Do solemnly swear. Sorry, wrong speech.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new dinosaur discovered with a bizarre club-like tail featuring seven pairs of bladed spikes to fight off predators has been discovered in southern Chile. The study explaining the find says the Stegosaurus is unlike any known dinosaur. It was small, about 2 meters long, and a vegetarian. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Kansas Republican Senator Bob Dole, who overcame disabling war wounds and became the Republican presidential candidate in the late 1900s, died in his sleep Sunday. He was 98.
The Elizabeth Dole Foundation announcing Sunday morning that the former Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas and GOP presidential candidate Bob Dole died at the age of 98.
Tonight I stand before you, tested by adversity, made sensitive by hardship, a fighter by principle, and the most optimistic man in America.
Dole was President Gerald Ford's vice presidential nominee in 1976, and 20 years later clinched the Republican nomination for the presidency, was defeated by incumbent Bill Clinton.
I've never been prouder in my life than to have been the Republican nominee for President of the United States.
Writing in his memoir, One Soldier's Story, Dole said his experiences in World War II defined his life. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
About 35,000 years ago, when the first cave paintings were appearing and the time of the Neanderthals was coming to an end, Comet Leonard was the furthest point from Earth in its orbit. Monday morning, the comet's long journey into the inner solar system will have its closest approach to Earth, and it will be possible to observe it in the night sky. Ed Krupp, an astronomer at the Griffin Observatory in Los Angeles, California, says you may see it near the horizon when looking northeast from the United States. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.